William's Treasure Trove. Six Just William Stories by Richmore Crompton. Read by Martin Jarvis. William and the Holiday Centre.
8 weeks, said Ginger. 56 days, said Henry, who had come second in arithmetic.
Oh, shut up, said William, who had come bottom. It's a jolly long time, anyway, said Douglas.
It was the beginning of the summer holidays, and the four had met in the old barn to consider their programme for the endless expanse of gloriously carefree days that seemed to stretch before them.
It only looks long from the beginning, said Ginger. It's not long from the end.
Let's do something exciting in it, said William. Cowboys and Indians, said Douglas.
Gosh, no, said William. That's ordinary. Let's do something we've never done before. I'm tired of being ordinary.
We've done everything, said Ginger.
Well, we can't have, said William. Think of the millions and millions of years the world's been going on. We can't have done everything there is to do in it.
Well, we can't go right back millions of years to the beginning of the world, said Henry. We once tried to be cavemen, but we couldn't find a cave.
We made one, Ginger reminded him.
And it fell in on us, said Douglas.
Tell you what, said Ginger.
They turned to look at him.
Yes, said William.
Some people my mother knows came to see us the other day, and they said they had a thing in their village last summer called School Holiday Centre for all the summer holidays, and the children could go to it and have expeditions and rambles and competitions and games and hobbies, and they paid money to belong to it.
It's a jolly good idea, said William. We could get one up and make 'em play games and things and pay us money for doing it. It's a jolly good idea.
I bet they wouldn't pay money.